Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Time Sticking YouTube channel. As per usual, I'm your host, Jake, and today I'm going to be talking about the history of the Longines Lindbergh Hour Angle Watch, the history of which is tied to the origins of aviation itself. So, stick with me to this intro, and we'll fly right into this subject. In 1906, the UK's tabloid, the Daily Mail newspaper, offered 10,000 euros to the winner of the first flight from London to Manchester, followed by, in 1908, a 1,000 euro prize for the first flight across the English Channel. Between 1906 and 1930, the paper would reward a prize amount to the individual that performed a particular task or won an event. 18 opportunities in all. The prizes are credited with forwarding the map of aviation early on, with the rewards offered becoming a coveted goal for aviation's early pioneers. In America during that time, the Aero Club of America, an aviation social club in New York, hosted a dinner in 1919 honoring the World War I flying ace with 26 aerial victories, Eddie Rickenbacker. Many of the speeches that night involved French-American relations, including Rickenbacker, who stated that he was looking forward to the day that the two countries were linked by air, a reference to the strained relations between America and France following the post-war negotiations at the Paris Peace Conference. The evening's event inspired the secretary of the club, Augustus Post, to draw up the rules in the spirit of the Daily Mail for a transatlantic flight competition between New York and Paris. The competition rules were given. As such, a $25,000 prize, equivalent to over $400,000 today, was to be awarded to the first aviator of any Allied country crossing the Atlantic in one flight, from Paris to New York or New York to Paris. Seeing an opportunity, French-American businessman Raymond Ortiag, the owner of the Hotel Lafayette in New York, a favorite gathering spot for airmen during and after World War I, financed the competition, hoping that the Ortiag Prize would help improve relations between the adopted and native country, as well encourage air travel and advertise his business too. Over the years, various teams assembled and made attempts on the prize, but all suffered mishaps, many resulting in death. Later on, Ortiag and his wife were on holiday in Pau, France, when he received a message from his son, Raymond Jr., that a late challenger, American Charles Lindbergh, backed by bankers from St. Louis, Missouri, had departed on his solo transatlantic attempt. Upon hearing the news, Ortiag immediately traveled to Paris, arriving just before Lindbergh's Ryan custom-built single-engine, single-seat, high-winged monoplane, the Spirit of St. Louis, touched down after 33 hours, 30 minutes of flight, traveling a distance of 3,600 miles. Ortiag was able to meet Lindbergh and congratulate him at the American Embassy on May 22, 1927, in Paris, 8 years to the day since he had first funded the prize. During the same era, in 1927, U.S. Navy officer Philip Van Horn Weems invented a series of navigational devices that were effective for its time. Basically, he created a radio signal, and it worked, although the technique with radio beacons at the time was in its infancy. After Lindbergh completed his celebrated flight, the U.S. Navy assigned Weems to teach him celestial navigation for a month in 1928. This inspired Lindbergh to begin work on an improved system for navigation in the air, using the basis on what Weems had developed. The new navigational instrument, a wristwatch, that Lindbergh along with Swiss watch manufacturer Longines brought to life in 1931, was called the Longines Lindbergh Hour Angle Watch. How it works is quite complicated, but essentially, it's a conjunction between the time, the hour angle hand, a sextant, a nautical almanac, and calculations for longitude and altitude to determine a geographical position. This watch allows for an accurate location of the longitude during long-distance flights. As a result, pilots could find their geographic location with great accuracy. Another milestone achievement, Charles Lindbergh worked with Longines to produce one of the Swiss brand's most historically significant timepieces. An intricate instrument compared to current technology, the hour angle is still a remarkable timepiece, even today. Its groundbreaking rotating bezel design allowed pilots to calculate their longitude during long-distance flights, thus allowing them to improve their geographic location quickly, efficiently, and accurately.